This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. Britain in the 80s was, apparently, a pretty dark and dreary place, full of rain, unusual accents, and questionably constructed homes. That's what I'm taking away from Landlord's Super, and what it tells me is that Britain hasn't changed all that much. Zing. Fish and chips. Political humor. Take that, monarchy. Anyway, in Landlord's Super, you're a down-on-their-luck self-described construction specialist and you're going to work on renovating houses and flipping them for sweet, sweet pounds. You are actually a construction specialist, right? Well, if you're not, you can just wing it. That's what Landlord's Super is all about, after all. You'll mix mortar, lay foundations, slap down shingles and more, all with only the barest clue about how any of these things work. Do you know the proper mixture of ingredients for no-fines concrete? Do you even know what no-fines concrete is? Neither did I, and it turns out it's not because using it won't get you fined, but gosh darn it, I had to at least show a little bit of interest thanks to this game. You're told the basics of what to do and how to make it happen, but the specifics, like the exact ratios for a given material, are left as mysteries to discover with experimentation or the wonders of Google. Usually if I have to learn something I immediately need to find the nearest bottle of Cuervo to remedy the situation, but to excel here you'll want to maybe poke around a little to figure out what all this crap means. Or don't. Mix up a batch of foundation by taking a leak into the mixer for the liquid component. Nobody's watching and it's not like anyone else knows about construction either. If it looks like a house, it's probably a house. There's a fair amount of detail and nuance in all the different stuff you can mess with, so you can pour hours into Landlord's Super if you'd like. Faffing about with busted up houses isn't all you'll do, of course. You need materials, tools and basic necessities like food and hygiene to make your magic happen, and initially you don't have any houses to flip, so you'll need to look into odd jobs and gigs to keep cash coming in on the side. You can wash dishes, collect and sell scrap, steal materials to minimize your expenses and more of what I assume are classic British pastimes. Once you're flush with quid and the day's work is done, you can head down to the pub and have a pint or just nip back to your kip for a sleeperoonie. It's everything you'd want in a cozy construction sort of game. Weird premise and detail aside, the other notable aspects of Landlord's Super are its presentation and how it's more than a little bit janky. Locally graphics combined with a sort of VCR filter give it a found footage aesthetic, and jankwise stuff breaks in small yet hilarious ways on the regular. Whoever decided to give the game traffic in particular deserves a handshake or a butt kicking, I can't tell which, because the NPC vehicles break constantly and it's very funny. Get used to trusty old quit back to the main menu trick where necessary. This is the post-early access world, folks. You're probably fine with minor bugs and glitches if you love indie games, and Landlord's Super is a perfectly cromulent experience aside from those. It's a very strange concept handled in a very strange way and will, therefore, probably appeal to very strange people. I'm reminded of something like the Coin Game, another passion project that delves into a very particular subject to a significant degree. There's no shortage of people willing to dive into rabbit holes in the world of video gaming, so this return to 80s-era Britain is a recommendation in my book. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.